The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
This is a You Were Right.
Yes, please. Let's hear it.
18. Robbie, how long have we been doing this show? 43 years?
29? Almost 18 or almost 19?
18, almost 19 years. 18 and a half. 18 and a quarter years in the making.
2006. So it'll be 18 years in September. Or no. It was just our 18th year anniversary.
It'll be 19 years come January.
Right. 2024 is 18 years. We always forget. It's so hard to remember.
18 years in the making. You were right.
Yes.
You were right. That can only happen today.
Yes.
It can only happen once a year.
Yes.
And it's finally happening.
Let's hear it.
I owe you a you were right.
Please.
Up until this point, I never thought you were right. Up until this point.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
You were crying wolf.
About time.
Making a mountain out of a molehill. I can tell you officially right now, and I have no idea if this has anything to do with my age. If this has anything to do with what was a rather busy weekend, I don't know if it has anything to do with, I don't know, my physical health. Daylight savings time is a son of a bitch.
It has got me.
Dylan.
What is...
You were right. Yeah! I used to think, what? It's 1 hour. It happens on Saturday night. Sunday morning, you get up and you're like, oh, I slept in. And then that's it. You're okay. It's basically sleeping in for an hour. I used to think that. 48 years old. Mm-hmm. Never had a problem. Today and yesterday, I felt something, man.
No.
Yes. Not you, Robbie?
You guys.
I know. You and I used to be on the same team.
It's silly to think that.
Now, I'm not saying I'm on your team, Dylan. I'm just a one-year free agent right now, okay?
But I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
Megan, is it a real thing?
Yes.
It is.
I slept most of yesterday.
You're feeling like a bad
guy. It's all in your head, guys.
No. Well,
that's what I've always thought that, Robbie.
If you go to bed every day at the exact same time and wake up every single day at the exact same time, which I know none of you do,
no.
Then maybe you have an issue.
Right.
But you don't. Your schedules are all over the place on the weekend.
So how should this bother us?
It's just in your mind.
What's the difference? Like yesterday I woke up at just before 9 o'clock. That's just before 8 o'clock. Right?
That's different.
Mm-hmm. It's a little different, but I don't wake up the same time every single weekend.
Right.
I'll just wake up. I don't set an alarm. So it's not consistent.
Pepper and Dylan poll first thing in the morning. Daylight savings time. Two questions. One, is it getting you?
Oh, my God.
And two, is this the first time it's getting you?
Increased risk of heart attack, stroke. That's what they say.
What do you mean they say? They're doctors.
Then having a non-consistent schedule when, say, we work at 4:30 or we wake up at whatever, 5 in the morning every day.
Not this morning.
You do.
If you wake up at 6 on the weekends, there you go. You have a risk of a heart attack.
No, they say this is the one of the worst days of the entire year, and the most accidents happen on a day like today. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why.
I know the stats, trust me.
It has something to do with the moon, the waves of the water.
I've never felt it until today.
Yes, it does.
I've never felt it until this daylight savings time. But I just, and again, remember, a lot of variables. This weekend was a busy weekend. Dylan and I were recording and filming a new set of TV commercials.
Maybe that's why.
Wearing damn rooster costumes for 13-hour days.
Yeah, that was a lot.
It was a lot. And I had two comedy shows, and I had a football practice. You know, like, my son's birthday was yesterday. But I could not function properly yesterday, and I slept for an extra half hour this morning.
Okay, here you go. Rise in heart attacks and strokes. Every year on Monday, after daylight savings times comes into effect, hospitals report a spike of 24% in heart attack visits around the United States. Just a coincidence? Probably not, as doctors see an opposite trend each fall.
Mm-hmm.
The day after we turn back the clocks, heart attack visits drop 21%.
Ashley says, I wake up at the same time every day, whether I work or not. And man, this weekend screwed with me.
Well, because for her, that's where it would screw you up.
Because you're up at
you're
the same
consistent,
time.
Okay. And then all of a sudden you get a wrench thrown in it.
So was it the alarm this morning going off before I anticipated? Before? After? After? I can't
it would
figure
be before.
That out. Yeah.
It would be before.
Is it just 2024? Is it that I'm 1 year older?
Maybe.
Robbie says it's because I was too busy this weekend.
I think it's just something for people to complain about.
Is that what it is?
It's no, because you don't have it. It's like when we say your misophonia is fake because we don't have it. Well, but if you, it doesn't affect you, of course you're going to say that it's fake.
It's a little different. It's just, I don't see how it affects you so badly. It was an hour, and you don't have consistent schedules.
I heard that from a lot of people yesterday, though. They're like, oh, man, I am dragging today.
Yeah.
But I do have a consistent schedule. I wake up at the same time.
You do not wake up at 5 every weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
No, but every Monday to Friday right. is a consistent schedule.
So then
schedule.
The weekend comes around, and it's basically like, and you have all these weird hours. And you're used to it now.
Right.
But then all of a sudden you get this 1 hour wrench thrown at you.
Oh, and it's the worst.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just all in people's minds.
It might be all in my head, but I've never had
it's
it.
Never
I've never allowed it to be in my head before until this year. So, Dylan, there you go. Congratulations.
Yeah!
You were right. You've earned it. That was a long investment, Dylan, to get a you were right.
What
that
a
was
payoff.
18 years of you
what
working.
A payoff.
Yeah. Yeah, text message says it's getting me this morning. That's from another
No, it's
athlete.
Not. Robbie says you're wrong.
And Andrew says it affects me every single
mind,
year. But does the one in the fall affect you positively? No.
For me, yes.
It does?
Yeah.
So you just bounce out of bed
oh,
in
yeah.
the fall? Like,
so
I have
happy.
Never felt better in my life.
Literally.
Listen, I don't like losing the hour.
Yeah.
But it's not like ruining my life.
Putting an hour on layaway for half a year is a real pain, too. Hey, wouldn't mind using that hour yesterday.
Don't worry. Listen.
Mm.
We'll get Robbie.
Okay.
Took me a long time to get you.
That's right, Robbie.
We'll get him.
I didn't think it would ever happen to me, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. I'll be
but
okay.
in the trade, we get +6 today. We get +9 by Thursday.
Yeah.
10 degrees on the weekend. We get some really nice weather, okay? So I don't know if spring has arrived officially and we won't see any of that, but it's really nice. Bachelor Cam update. Dylan, please give us everything we need to know heading into this morning.
He went on all of his dates. He has completed round one of his dates.
You guys went and spied on him on Saturday, you and Megan, is
yeah,
that
yeah.
right?
Right, okay. Yeah, it was at a casino. Had to go.
Okay.
But yeah, we went, we spied on his date, mm-hmm. and Megan made a little video of that.
Okay.
He went on all of the dates and, I think we're getting places. Things are getting good.
Okay.
So, he will now take a break from dating.
He's got to work right this week. He's got to go out of town.
Yeah. He's going to be out of town on Wednesday. What will happen is we'll talk to him this morning about mm-hmm. and recap the dates from the weekend.
Yep.
And then tomorrow, I think we'll have him on for the rose ceremony where he'll pick 2 out of the 6 dates.
I'm curious to know more about this rose ceremony.
Then he will go away, and then we'll send him out on another 5-6 dates.
Okay.
And then we'll pick 2 more,
yep.
and then he'll be in love.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Karina's also feeling like she's falling apart here. Hi, Karina.
Hello.
Yeah. Just no good, right?
Oh, I do not want to get out of bed. I was thinking maybe it's the day of the week because Mondays already suck.
Yeah.
Make it on a Friday.
Yeah.
Or
then
on a Thursday.
Then we lose an hour of work.
It's Friday night. Or like a Thursday night. So then Friday, because people love Fridays.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Give us a couple days.
So you're going to bounce out of bed on a Friday a lot easier, even though you lose an hour or gain an hour, whatever.
Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Why isn't it Friday night? That's a good question, though.
Yeah,
right.
Be.
Give us 2 days to adjust. Why doesn't that happen?
I don't know.
Giving us a Sunday. We already hate Sundays, right? We dread Sundays.
Exactly. Way too much work to do on Sunday. And did you everybody hates Monday morning anyway.
Did you say, Karina, you forgot about it?
Yes.
Like you didn't set your clocks? You didn't realize that it was an hour ahead?
Oh, I just didn't realize why the day went by so fast yesterday.
It really did.
Yeah.
I didn't have dinner until almost 8.
Yeah.
Like, wait, how did this happen all of a sudden? It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes.
This happens to us every year. It's like getting surprised by Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It shouldn't. We get it every year.
Worst present ever.
It really is. You're right. Thank you, Karina.
Apparently, Sunday was chosen because experts agreed, it's the day and time to have the least amount of impact on people.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And establishments.
I think that's horse crap.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I'm all of a sudden, Dylan, I'm so now on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm the person that would make a sign and go down to the ledge grounds.
Good for you. Say,
get rid of daylight savings time.
Oh, there's lots of
I would
people.
Do it now. That's how I feel. I'm very passionate about this all of a sudden.
I thought we were close to getting rid of it last time, weren't we? Like there, within a percent of
was
a
there
vote?
Not a referendum of some sort about it?
Yes, but it's for the farmers, isn't it?
Yes. No. I can't remember
farmers
anymore.
Farmers need it.
Thank you, Karina. Hopefully you're feeling a bit better. Okay.
But why would farmers need it? I don't understand that fully.
So they can wake up and have more sun in the morning to do their cropping?
Couldn't they?
I don't know.
Couldn't they just wake up with the sun?
You think so? Like, they have roosters that help them, too.
Like as far as I know, all of my farm friends, and I grew up in a small town with a lot of farm friends, like, the farm chore, there was no 9-to-5 in farming. Like, they just did it when it needed to be done.
Well,
yeah,
especially in the summertime. Like, it is my absolute favorite thing about working early hours. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Jenny, you're up every day at what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. Is the best thing about being an early riser not in the summertime when you get up at 5 and it's already light and you go to bed and it's like 10 o'clock and it's still light out?
Yeah.
That happens regardless of daylight savings time. That happens because we're so far north, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that it... daylight savings has to do with alcohol consumption. It gives them that just one more hour of being able to drink on a Saturday night.
Keeping the bars, right? But didn't the bars have to close?
Yeah, it would be one less hour this time around.
Jenny says it might not be anything to do with the clock change. You've got another theory, right?
Right. Okay. I think it's the barometric pressure.
The weather change, right? It was cold, now it was warm. Everything was melting. Yeah.
But you think you'd be happier and just a little pep in your step because
it was so gorgeous yesterday. You would think that you would be loving life.
A lot of people get headaches when the weather changes quickly. I know my uncle gets a bad knee. Never been able to figure that out.
it has to do with the pressure system on your body.
Right. But do you feel like you carried 10 bags of groceries all weekend this morning? Like you're just, you're done, right?
I'm already exhausted. I haven't even started.
How about this for an idea? Bear with me for a second. Hear me out. Jenny, you stay here. You listen to this too. How about this for an idea?
Okay.
Give me one of the crappy long weekends, the ones that don't really matter.
Damn.
Family Day.
That's a big one, I think.
Family Day in February. Okay. Right? First of all, it's in February. You want to have fun with your family, it's got to be a little bit nicer. Hear me out on this. Okay? That's a day off in February. We just had a bunch of days off, right? New Year's Day, Christmas Day, February. It's too soon. Plus, February's got a sweet novelty holiday and Valentine's Day. What does March have? March has nothing.
Okay.
St.
Patrick's Day. It's a good novelty holiday, but it's got nothing else. Sometimes it has Easter creeping in that back end.
Nobody
knows when Easter is, Dylan. It's the world's greatest mystery.
I think Easter Friday is in March.
So what about
Good Friday's on the
Family
29th.
Day jumps to the Monday after daylight savings time? Bada bing, bada boom, two birds, bang, everybody's loving life.
Why do you want to have no energy and feel like junk with your family?
Because it's family. And that's what it's meant to be, Dylan. They're supposed to drain you anyway.
Okay.
You might as well do it on daylight savings time. Plus 1 hour less with your family. It's a win-win.
I agree with you.
You like it, right?
I'm all for that.
Daylight savings day.
So what, we fall back in July then?
No, we would fall back and daylight savings time would be at the same time. I'm saying move family day to daylight savings time. Right? What's it do with just sitting there on a February? Takes us by surprise every day.
Because then we would go three months without a long weekend.
I don't want that.
Thinking this through.
3 months with a long weekend is a...
Family Day is the first long weekend after the New Year. It's the longest stretch we don't get a long weekend.
Or you get two really close together with Easter and the Daylight Savings Day. Or just create another long weekend. I don't think anybody would complain about that, right? That's another good option, isn't
Finally.
It?
Finally.
For the safety, if for nothing else, because accidents are on the rise. What did you say, heart attacks, Dylan?
Yeah.
We got people dropping dead all over the place today.
Increase.
People are saying farmers don't need it at all. It's not because of the farmers.
Yeah, grain still grows.
Really?
Cows still eat.
Why? I'm looking up something from the New York Times saying it was Ben Franklin that made this.
Yeah, it was. It was a government decision a long time ago.
To help save energy costs.
Yeah, something like that.
And the railroads or something.
Jenny, you're in on getting a free holiday, a new long weekend in March out of this?
100%. 100%. Let's have a daylight savings time day.
Daylight day.
Daylight savings day,
right? The Monday after daylight savings
time. Danielle Smith, run with that.
Man, I think differently. I'll tell you that right now. All right. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Will you adjust a little
bit? Good luck.
Yeah. There's something there.
I love the idea. I hate talking about good ideas that I know won't happen.
I know.
Because it just gets me so excited.
You've been behind the four-day work week your entire life, right?
And every time I read a study that says that it's more effective, I just get madder and madder.
It's frustrating because it just beats you down because you know it'll never happen.
Yep.
We could have, here in March, the early nominee for Question of the Day. It came from me, a text message from a friend who asked a question because her boyfriend said something to her.
Okay.
But she doesn't know what to do. Her boyfriend gave her what I could assume is a hint, and it's a common hint, but then she thought, wait a second, what does that mean? He gave her a hint and instruction for what I'm assuming is something romantic.
Okay.
But yet she doesn't know exactly what he meant, and it's something we've all heard. And now she's looking at it in two ways, and I'm thinking, oh, I've never thought of it one way. This is a question for if you're ever planning a holiday, perhaps, we all may need to rephrase.
Okay.
We've got that question. Plus, what's the schedule with Cam? We're getting full date recaps?
Well, yeah.
What time?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay.
And I don't have the answer.
Well, who knows? Because nobody even knows what time it is anymore. It feels like one. It actually is something else.
Yeah, I'll contact all the girls and figure this out. It's a lot of work over
Okay,
here.
Pepper and Dylan, we are the pioneers of Daylight Savings Day and the petition to get a long weekend after Daylight Savings time. Feeling it now, Robbie.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
me you'd argue with all of this. Daylight Savings Time is all in our head sort of stuff if you weren't getting a long weekend. You'd take advantage.
I would definitely take advantage.
Yep.
I mean, I don't celebrate Easter. I take advantage.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Just a big meal, right?
Yeah.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
We're getting a lot of pushback from our audience about daylight savings time. I mean, we're not receiving it. They're on our side.
Yeah.
It's pretty unanimous that everybody thinks we should get a stat holiday the day after daylight savings time. And if we have to take it from somewhere, I can't think of a better holiday to take than Family Day. Not saying we should get rid of Family Day, but of all the long weekends that we get, I don't know, Victoria Day, Dylan, you're passionate about that. That's your birthday long weekend, right?
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere. May long weekend's damn sure not going anywhere.
No.
Right?
Not at all.
What are our other long
Labor Day
weekends?
Is pretty good.
Labor Day, that can't go anywhere. Canada Day is not going anywhere.
Wait, not Victoria Day is not my birthday.
Which one's yours?
August.
August long.
Isn't that Victoria Day? No, May long weekend is Victoria
yeah,
Day. Okay, what's the August one? Is that up? Dylan, are you willing to part with that and move it to daylight savings time?
No.
August,
no.
It's summertime.
No,
don't need
make a
it.
New
it's
one.
Summer. If we couldn't make a new one, which one do you take?
Not August, because
August is Heritage Day.
Heritage Day?
Everyone loves a long weekend when it's summer.
Well, yeah, but everything feels like a long weekend during the summer.
So why not make it feel better?
Would you rather have time off when it's miserable out or time off when it's beautiful out? I'm asked that honestly.
I'd say
because when it's
move
beautiful,
New Year's.
When it's move New Year's.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Because it's so close to Christmas. You already just got Christmas Day, Boxing Day.
Just got Christmas.
A lot of holidays crammed into Christmas
Day.
Time.
And it's miserable out most times.
Move New Year's. I mean, the Chinese know how to do it.
Yes.
January 29th is next.
We're talking moving it all the way to March, middle of March.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big move, but so is August.
Remembrance Day? We can remember at any time.
But Remembrance Day is not a long weekend, right? Not everybody gets Remembrance Day. It's got to be one that everybody
gets.
We
should!
Yeah, we should. You're 100% right. What do we have in October? We have anything? Thanksgiving. Hey, we're already doing Thanksgiving out of schedule.
As a Thanksgiving baby, move it.
You're a Thanksgiving baby?
Yeah, it sucks.
Because it takes away from your birthday?
Yeah, nobody can hang out.
Well, that's what I'm wondering with you, Dylan, in the August long weekend. Like, you are scarred as a child because no one would ever show up to your birthday parties because it's always a
that
long
is true.
Weekend and everybody's camping.
That is true.
Right? So are you willing to part with your August long weekend? You are the spokesperson for August long weekend.
I don't really want to, though, because I love it. As a kid, I was hurt. But I love it now to have like your weekend, a long weekend and your birthday fall at the same time.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Okay. July's Canada Day. What's in June? We got anything in June?
June?
Did June not have a holiday?
It might not. Because May long is so close to June.
May long weekend. April, you've got sometimes Easter. If not, you've got that in March. I don't know. Guys, it keeps coming back to Family Day. Seems like the one we'd move.
Family Day. So move Family
you
Day to March.
You can still spend time with your family in March.
I guess.
Right?
I mean, it,
but you get the February blahs. You need a day off in February.
Well, February, it would be like, what, like 10 weeks before you get a long weekend after New Year's?
Be a long time, and then you're clumping them together, daylight savings time. It's worth thinking about. We're going to work on it. Don't worry about it. We're going to come up with a proposal at some point.
Couldn't they just eradicate it?
Eradicate daylight savings time?
Wouldn't that be more
Then we're not getting a day off, Robbie. You got to see our agenda here, okay?
Yeah.
Now we don't care about the hour. We care about getting a day off.
You're talking about moving them, not getting a new one.
Okay, here we go.
Random question day.
Hey. Okay, this is good, though, before we get to random question here. I would propose, why not change daylight savings time? This is good. Thank you for texting this to 11 a.m. on Monday. One less hour work. Don't jeopardize ourselves. Why does it have to be at night?
Yeah.
I think because it was supposed to be the least disruptive of the day.
And less establishments are open where it would affect them.
Dude, you know.
I used to work overnight shifts, and I worked one where there was daylight savings.
Sure.
And let's just say I wanted to commit crimes.
Right, but there's less of those people working at night than are in the day.
What about the nurses?
I like this.
You're not thinking of the nurses.
At 11 a.m. Do it in the middle of the day. Especially during the week. It's the least they could do. Give us a short day. 11 a.m. turns into 1 p.m.
Yeah, I still think this is
pretty nice.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
11 a.m. would turn to noon.
Yeah.
No, once it changes. It's 11 a.m., it's 11:59, boom, 1 o'clock.
That's
right, take away lunch hour.
Well, now
don't you dare mess with my lunch hour now.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
That way we can adjust throughout the rest of the day without feeling sleepy. That is a quality thought. You get a little less work on Monday, so a little treat
but
from the man.
Here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
You'll work an extra, would you? No, you'd lose an hour of work. Is that what you're saying?
So because if you're getting an hourly wage? Throw it in, you guys.
I don't.
You're the company making a bunch of money. Throw it in. A little bonus.
They don't.
Right?
Unfortunately.
I was just wondering, like, because the bars on Saturday,
right,
they stay open an hour later, don't they?
No, that's in the fall.
That's
though.
In the fall, yeah.
But you spring ahead.
But you see, now, listen, the key here, though, is in the fall, when we fall back, you do that at night because you get the extra hour sleep. Right?
Yes.
Well, I still think get rid of the whole thing.
It keeps coming back to the obvious.
It really,
yeah.
If the farmers don't need it, get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Because we're all under the impression we're doing this for the farmers.
The text message says you should play Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake. Just say it. Hey, we're talking on behalf of everybody here this morning, tough guy. Okay, here's the question. This is from Camilla, actually, the woman that Dylan, you knew.
Yes,
and she works from my kitchen every other week.
I know her.
Well, you know her.
She works with you.
She works from my kitchen every week to save her a commute.
Yeah.
All right. It's been nice. We've become friends. Apparently, I'm filling in some blanks here, but I'm assuming. So apparently her boyfriend must have said he must have a surprise for her, a surprise vacation. So he said to her, pack your warm clothes.
Oh. Like, pack your warm clothes like we're going somewhere cold, or pack your warm clothes because the temperature is going to be
That's her
warm.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah. Pack your warm clothes.
Pack your warm clothes.
I would initially, if I heard pack your warm clothes, be bringing parkas and mitts.
Because you need clothes that keep you warm.
Yeah.
Not clothes that you'd wear where it's warm.
Yeah.
I'd assume bring bathing suits. That would be my jump.
Yeah, herein lay the rub, Dylan, as they say.
Yeah.
Hmm. Robbie, what would you do? Pack your warm clothes.
I would pack my parka, my mitts and toque.
I think I might as well.
We're all on board.
Then I would say, well, wait a second. Why is a surprise vacation somewhere colder?
Skiing,
okay.
Yeah, nice chalet.
Okay.
Lots of snow lately.
Pack your warm clothes.
Alaska's gorgeous.
Because you'd probably say pack your warm weather clothes. Then that would be shorts, t-shirts, bathing suits.
Right.
Yeah,
that's confusing.
I feel like saying pack your warm clothes means to do a bathing suit. Like you're going somewhere warm.
That's what she needed clarification.
Yeah, because
but it's
here
a surprise.
Right now, it's cold.
I've got a surprise vacation for you. I say pack your warm clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's March. There's snow on the ground. And we're going on vacation. You've already got warm clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They're already out.
Yeah.
Easy to pack.
Yeah.
When you're telling me, pack my warm clothes, does that mean I'm going deep into the closet to get stuff that is usually reserved for summertime?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Even more misleading would be pack your swimsuit, because what if you're just going to a hot tub in a mountain resort?
Nothing wrong with that.
Right?
That's good.
That's a fun time.
So where are we on pack your warm clothes?
Parka.
Parka?
Yeah.
Megan?
I'm bathing suits.
Robbie?
I'd have to do my, yeah, parka. Winter clothes.
Sorry, Megan. I think it is parka.
But you know what? It honestly would be my luck.
But I don't know for sure.
It would be my luck, though, that I'd end up in the middle of the Arctic and I'd
have a swimsuit and some shorts. But you said pack your warm clothes.
Right.
Right?
Text message says I'd assume warm weather clothes.
Right.
Yes. I mean, I don't see that.
So now she's got to pack two bags.
Or does warm she just ask clothes? For clarification?
Yeah. You could ask for clarification, but what if it's like, oh, well, I don't want to make it, I don't want to ruin the surprise. Just pack your warm clothes.
Yeah, but it's not really ruining the surprise if you're supposed
you just
to
add
know.
One more word, like warm weather.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you assume you're going somewhere tropical.
We'll just say warm weather, cold weather, question mark.
You gotta clarify.
I don't know why she didn't. Maybe the question should be, why didn't you follow it up with just a little more detail and not text me in the middle of the night? Does she not know that I have no idea how to answer questions like these?
Well, that's a hard question.
I just start a battle with myself all the time. What are we getting on text, Robbie, at 917-917? Pack your warm clothes means?
I assume warm weather clothes.
Warm weather, okay.
Pack your cold clothes. No. It's too hard to tell.
Nobody knows. It's too vague of a hint on where you're going. Yes, that's no good.
Yeah, because if you do go to the other side, though, and someone says pack your cold clothes, what do you then assume?
Oh, I would totally think parka.
Yeah.
You're right, Megan. Pack your warm clothes. If you say pack your cold clothes, I got a toque in there. I got mitts in there. I got snow pants in there. So the opposite should be true.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Mm.
If, then, because, therefore.
Yes, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense.
Pack your cold clothes and pack your warm clothes, according to us, they're the idiots, same, mean the same thing? Right. That can't be right.
It's this dude's fault.
He should have just said one more thing. One more word would have cleared it all up. And now she has no idea what to do. She has no idea whether or not to be excited because she's going somewhere cold. Come on.
Cold could be awesome, though.
I've been somewhere cold last week.
Oh, pack your warm clothes.
Don't know what to do.
Pack both.
It's going to be
so just pack a bigger bag. Yeah. Is that the solution?
Yeah, bring both.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, so we're going to recap two dates in this segment. First, yes. Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
So Jessica only has a handful of minutes. This is why you've been panicking. You're making him stress, Jessica.
I'm sorry.
He knows you have to get in your car and get going. So
I really appreciate you taking the time, Jessica. But finding love's important.
But only if it's for 3 quick minutes.
Yeah, only on a time schedule here.
Okay, so when was Jessica's date?
Jessica ended up going on the early Saturday date.
Which was?
Which would have been at noon at Western Barcode, I think it was called.
Red.
Got a 6:46 p.m. text on Saturday from Jessica. Very kind of you to message.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should give you a recap. No, I didn't know, like, the exact rules. So I was
he's got a lot of rules with this
I
one,
love
Jessica.
That you did. Now, Cam really enjoys these updates because Cam doesn't know anything, right? Mm. Like, no one says anything to Cam. Cam doesn't say anything to anyone. So everyone's kind of, like, waiting on the reveal.
I'm assuming because you have these rules, they can't say they want a second date or like that. They're not allowed to talk after the date? They can't text?
Cam doesn't have numbers. They don't have numbers. There is no ability to contact each other, which is by design.
Okay.
And he was following the rules really hard on that date because every time like we were talking about like a suggestion, he's like, oh, I wish I could like let you know, but I can't. So he was following those rules.
Yes,
Cam.
Rules, Dylan. They're getting in the way of love. They're not helping.
Yeah, you wrote, hey, Dylan, thanks for setting up the date. I was pleasantly surprised with everything and a thumbs up. So how did the date go, Jessica? It was an early Saturday date, knowing full well that he had a late Saturday date after.
Yeah, so I'll be honest, I went to Beer Fest on Friday, and I was, like, kind of hurting that morning. I was I was like, I hope he doesn't see it on my face, but I was a little bit sore that morning, so, yeah. And the fact that we were at a pub, I was like, I'm going to have a beer, and I did, but it took an hour to get down. Yeah.
What was it like when you saw Cam for the first time in real life?
So we actually, like, didn't go into the pub at first. I sat in my car because I got there early because I'm terrified of being, like, set up. Mm-hmm. So I just waited there for a few minutes when before he got there, and he parked right beside me. We both looked at each other and pointed. We're like, yep. And then we, like, walked in together.
Serendipity. Oh, nice. It was meant to happen. They found parking spots next to each other.
How was the conversation?
Honestly, since I had, like, no expectations going in, I think that was the best way to do it. And I actually had, like, a really good time with him. And that I, like, know as soon as, like, I go on a first date with someone, if, like, I want to see them again, or I just, like, know right away.
So you knew right away?
Yeah, I would totally, like, hang out with him again.
Mm-hmm. Had he had his hair cut by this time, though?
No, he's getting his hair cut tomorrow.
Okay, so you had the long-haired version of Cam. Everybody else is getting less Cam.
Yeah.
I like the long hair version.
Oh, just wait till you see the short hair. I mean, both versions are great.
The bald version would be pretty good as well.
Yeah, so. I think so.
So you had chemistry? You felt that there was chemistry?
I had a good time.
Now, listen, here's the thing. A lot of us have met Cam, and he's very affable. He's very cordial. He's got charisma, right? Like, he's very likable and easy to talk to. It's probably why he's so good at his job of being a salesperson.
Sure.
Did you feel like you were a client, or did you feel like you were a date?
No, it was like, it went both ways. So it felt like a date, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the situation at the end of the date? How did it end?
Oh, saying bye at the end of a date is so awkward, I feel like, in general. Like,
right.
So we're like, he's like, this is the awkward part. He's like, so we just, like, hugged and we said our goodbyes.
Okay, was this because he's been known to give half hugs in some of these dates.
Well, because he's in such a rush. I know. He's got a date 20 minutes later, Dylan.
I got a full hug.
Nice. This is a good sign. Are they allowed to kiss, Dylan? Wait, I don't know all your rules here. If they're allowed to let just their feelings take over
at any time,
they could
kiss. Yeah. I don't know about a first date if they're going to be kissing. That's kind of awkward when he's got a date in a couple hours. Like,
But when you know, don't you?
I don't know if you know. Like, I think that Cam will know, and I'm not going to speak for Cam, although I've talked to Cam, but he's going to know, and he's still going to have to go on another date.
Now, is Cam giving you feedback, but you're not revealing it because of his obligation to do all of these dates? Or do you know nothing about his feelings either?
I know a little bit about his feelings.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you're keeping that under wraps until the rose ceremony, which is later this week.
The rose ceremony is when everyone's going to find out.
So, Jessica, sounds like you would definitely like to see him again.
Yeah, I'd be up for it.
Would you say there was a spark?
We definitely have, like, a lot of the same, like, perspectives. And, like, I feel like we're both, like, kind of the same in some sort. So I would have to go on another date for sure.
But you left feeling good?
Yeah. And usually, like, on some dates, I'm like, yep, never want to see you again.
You know, the nice thing about this rule of that you can't text afterwards is that you don't find yourself constantly looking at your phone wondering if he's going to text you again.
He is not going to text you again. Like, you will just be...
It's nice not to have that, whereas if it was a regular date, you'd be like, well, how come this guy isn't texting? We had a really good time,
Of course. It takes away all of the questions, and that's why we did it by design.
I actually prefer it this way. So I had no expectations going in, so it turned out quite well.
Awesome. Yeah.
But you would be really pleased if you found out you made it to the next round. Okay. Well, thank you, Jessica. And it was happy to meet you, and I'm sure Cam was probably happy to meet you.
I can't say anything.
We'll never know.
Cam will talk about the dates coming up, though. Okay. He can say anything he wants.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Okay get out of here. Sorry for taking so much
of
your time.
Thank you.
So now we've also got Jody on the phone. This is race car driver Jody.
Race car driver Jody, which I found out through Cam yesterday after a real recap of their date. She actually has a job.
Oh, you do? Yeah. It's not race car driver?
No, he was pleasantly surprised to find out I actually do have a job and pay taxes.
What is your job?
I work in the auto industry.
Okay, yes, we know. What is your job?
So I do like accounting and stuff for an auto finance.
Oh, okay. A real quick question that has nothing to do with the date, but we all heard you say, when did we talk to Jody on Friday, right?
Yep.
We all heard you say, and my fiance heard this too, because we're both really bad fast drivers and get a lot of photo radar tickets. But as we were wrapping up the conversation, because you drive race cars and you say you drive really fast, you said the last time you registered your vehicle, you had to pay $7,000.
Oh, God.
Were you exaggerating?
No, I have receipts of times that I've gone. I mean, the problem with me is I when I get a ticket, I don't pay it right away.
Which yeah, layaway. I do that too. Yep.
Yes, so I go to registry. And you know what? I'm not always on time registering my vehicle either.
Right.
So they add up. And yeah, I've definitely had a hefty bill there.
$7,000?
Unbelievable.
I'm not proud of it.
And is that 1 year or are you on the 2 year registration program?
Usually two years.
Okay.
That makes it a little bit better.
Okay. I needed to clarify that because I didn't know if that was right. Okay.
Jody, the peanut butter pie, did you enjoy it or was it too much for you?
It was a little rich.
It's very rich. Don't get me wrong. It's good, but it's delicious.
Yeah, it's very rich. I don't know how someone could eat like a whole, like we split a piece, but I don't know how someone could eat a whole piece themselves.
Dylan ate a whole pie to himself.
That is true. It is one of my favorite things in the city. How did the date go, Jody?
It was good. It was, yeah. I mean, I walked in there kind of same thing, didn't really have any expectations, but he's very easy to talk to. We had a lot in common, so that was good. So there was definitely like no silence in the date. There was a lot to cover.
Yes.
Yeah, he likes to talk. And he's a chatter. He likes to chat. So is there a romantic spark with you guys? Did you feel that? How did it go?
Well, I mean, I'm definitely interested. I think for me, it's tough to tell after one date. I mean, probably both people are nervous. Like he even said, he's like, I don't normally do this. Like I'm not normally dating six girls at once. Like this is, and it's
that's a good
weird sign. And it's also, like, weird, too, because he said, he was, like, at the end of the date, like, it's a little awkward. I can't be like, oh, we should do this again or, like, you know, exchange phone numbers or anything like that. And he was like, yeah, we'll just kind of hear each other's response on the radio.
Right. I know. And it's a different way of going about it. But, I mean, it's fun, right?
It is fun. Yeah, it's definitely it puts you kind of out of your comfort zone, which I think is good for me. So, yeah, no, it's an interesting experience.
Yeah, and it's memorable.
Do you feel, Dylan, the rules that you have in place?
Yeah.
And I understand why it's like Cam cannot say, I would like to see you again.
Yeah.
She can say that to him, though, correct?
Sure. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Cam cannot give his phone number so that they text because you don't want to give an unfair advantage. Is that the idea?
Well, the idea behind it was that Cam's going to go out on 6 dates.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's giving his number to trust me, I have all the girls' numbers.
Right.
I'm texting all of them.
Okay.
This is hell.
You're speaking on behalf of Cam. Okay. You're the middleman. Yeah.
It's so much work trying to coordinate and make sure. And like, if he's got to do this as well, he's not going to be able to think clearly at all.
But are these rules getting in the way of him acting naturally? Like if he and Jody, for example,
yeah,
hit it off marvelously.
Sure.
And he was like, I'm done. Like your friend Jem, who ultimately met her fiance through this. Mm-hmm. Right. But she didn't have the same rules.
Right.
Cam now has these rules.
Yeah.
Would he say, I'm done. Jody's the one. I want Jody. But Dylan's got all these rules. I can't say anything.
If he wants to so badly end this, I mean, I'm not going to say no. He's really excited about the process of meeting people and then going back and thinking about it. He wants to give everyone a fair shot and understand what it's like to date different people. And trust me, this isn't easy.
Oh, this is basketball and junior high gym class all over again. You just don't want to get picked last. This is pick me. You don't feel like pick me, though, do you, Jody?
No, I don't think so. And, I mean, it's like we've talked about before. Like, Cam said, too, he's a very competitive person. But at the end of the day, it's not, like, you don't want to be picked just to be picked. Like, you actually want to have a connection and, like, a relationship with this person. So it's got to be there on both sides for sure.
Right. And I think that's what it's doing. I can tell you this with all sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
We've wrapped up 6 dates with Cam. I've talked to him about every single date.
Mm-hmm.
Cam has had a fantastic time. And he said he is shocked at the people that I have picked because there is not one where he thought what.
No duds.
Yeah. He's just like, this is unbelievable. Like everyone was a great conversation and a great time. So it's actually harder for him, I think, because he has to, on my rules, narrow it down to 2.
Oh, his rules.
He's got to narrow it down to 2.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be easy for him because it would be easy if he went out with Jody and it was just like, oh, yeah, no, that's just, there's nothing there. It would have been easy for him to do that. But that, I mean, this is a competition, so and this is a bachelor, and this is fun.
It's finding love, Dylan. It's okay.
But Dylan, you're putting a lot of work into this. You're not just picking people for the drama's sake.
I've never seen him work harder on anything.
Like, if this was a reality show, they would throw somebody in there who would, like, ruin Cam's day.
Yeah. Plant.
Now, there is one date that is going to get added into this that I think is it's an incredible story, and it's just fun, but... on his Friday night date, he showed up and he grabbed the wrong girl outside of the building. And he's just like, hey, are you here for the blind date? And she's just like, said a different name. And he's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. And she's like, I'm here on a blind date from the internet. And he's like, I'm here because of the radio. And she's just like, well, if our dates don't work out, we should contact each other.
What?
She ended up applying the day after.
No.
So I think that's pretty neat, and that's pretty fun.
Guys, we're being rude. Jody's on the phone. Let Jody's the date of the damn guy, okay?
Jody, I'm sorry.
Are you familiar with the process from here on out? Has Dylan briefed you on this, or you don't know exactly what happens next?
I don't know. Okay. I did hear that we are narrowing it down.
Oh, yeah. It's the March Madness tournament for sex. Yeah.
Listen, this is what's going to happen. Is he's going to pick two, and then he's going to go on six more dates. Then he's going to pick two from there. And then we're going to have a group date, and then we're going to have ultimate date.
Well, and we've got a rose. Okay, so you're going to have to dedicate some time to explain what happens next.
Yeah, it's a lot. Jody, thank you so much for giving up your Sunday. And God, he's handsome, isn't he?
He is very good looking.
He really is.
Is that a problem?
That he's really good looking?
No. Sorry.
I don't think it is.
I mean, it's a nice problem to have. But is it a problem in that, I want a second date with him because... Everybody so far has said they'd love to see him again.
Yes.
But is the handsome such that a positive first impression that you know that it's a weird way to meet somebody, and that you know there are rules, so like the handsome kind of isn't something you can get beyond because of these rules?
Well, I can't make him ugly.
Are you saying it
can only go down from meeting him? Because he's so handsome?
That's not what I meant. Forget it.
It doesn't sound nice.
Thank you, Jody. Have a great morning.
You.
Okay, so
you too.
Keep listening, because Dylan will explain all of the rules on what happens now this week.
Have you ever watched The Bachelor? There's a ton of rules.
I understand that. I know.
There needs to be rules, or else there's chaos. Isn't that something you always say?
Yeah. Something I always say. It's something I never thought you would say.
It's been a lot of work.
You have taken control of this. Okay, so what's coming for the rest of the morning? The rules, what happens this week, or not the rules, but what happens this week?
Okay,
you gotta explain that.
Also are gonna talk to Paige, who is the Saturday night date.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Friday night date, Abby, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't heard. She had a wonderful time, but I think she's really hesitant about the radio aspect of it.
She's a little shy.
I'm giving Abby the chance. If you want to text me and come on the air this morning, Abby, your sister Melissa, if either one of you are listening, any of Abby's friends, I want to give her the chance to come on and talk about the date.
Mm.
It seems like, according to Cam, she did not want to.
Okay.
I reached out to her and I said, hey, how did it go? Would you like to come on? She said, I have to sleep on some things. So I don't know how comfortable she is.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'll give her the option. If she doesn't want to, that's totally fine. And we can move on.
And we've got to talk to Cam, obviously.
And before he leaves out of town, yes.
And I got to find out about this girl that he ran into by accident.
This
and
is
then
crazy.
Ultimately ended up applying.
Yeah.
We're not going to get a single person that says, no, I refuse to call that licorice.
The black Twizzlers are licorice flavored.
And secondarily, Robbie, you got to take the L on this. No one likes the licorice that you and Dylan's girlfriend like. No one does.
I'm really realizing how
that bitter, salty, hard.
I know. I just love it.
I mean, that's not a treat, Dylan. That's a punishment. That stuff.
She gave me one of the ones that he gave her.
Yeah.
And it felt like I got in a fight with the sea.
It's just like a
punch in the face. Oh, my God.
I'm convinced, right? Like, because that candy, if you want to call it that, like the original traditional, I guess, Dutch licorice. Is it Dutch licorice?
Yeah, I get mine from the German. Yeah, it'd be Dutch, I guess.
It's hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
So I'm convinced that we think it's a candy for some reason, but that they made it as a way to keep kids in line from acting up.
It's possible,
no.
Right?
Or something like to do with your nasal passage, like it was like a medicine.
It was medicine of some sort, because that is anything but a treat, yeah. Robbie. I don't know.
We're just spoiled with all the candy that's out there now. But back in the day, that was
candy. It was a rough time, Dylan.
Yes. I love it, though. I love it. And there's so many different kinds. I wish you guys could just have my mouth, because it is so good. It is so good.
What? Okay.
I mean, it's an option.
But, yeah, a lot of people, they say Twizzlers, they say that red Twizzlers are licorice.
Yeah, you call it licorice. I know technically it's not. It's strawberry-flavored rope candy.
Is that the Mandela effect? Everyone calls that licorice, but it's not?
Yeah, it could be. Or does it say licorice on there somewhere?
No.
No, they can't, Dylan. False advertising.
The red Twizzlers don't say licorice.
Yeah, that's why they can't call a Mr. Munchie or a Mr. Crispy a chocolate bunny. You got to call it a chocolate-flavored confection mammal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then they got us. They've got us. Good.
So we'll issue the apology coming up in the three things you need to know.
Okay. Yeah.
You think that's fair?
To the mascots?
We owe an apology to the mascots of this city. Okay.
Yeah.
From the bottoms of our heart.
Okay.
And no one seems to want to take the accountability and the apology. So I think we should take the lead on this and apologize.
It's big of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM
Edmonton
is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Last night, the Oscars, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. They took place in Hollywood. Actor in a leading role goes to Cillian Murphy. Oppenheimer.
Yep.
Actress in a leading role goes to Emma Stone for Poor Things.
Apparently, Poor Things is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a filmmaker's film, I guess. I only say that because while filming the commercials this weekend, the new batch of Pepper and Dylan commercials are coming out, and we film them. While filming those, the director of the commercial said that amazing.
He was commenting. Yeah. I mean, it looks neat.
Yeah, he's a filmmaker.
So he would know better than us.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
She ends up winning for actress in a leading role. Supporting role for an actor goes to Robert Downey Jr. Oppenheimer for the first time ever.
Yep.
Which is lovely. That means Ryan Gosling for Barbie does not get it.
Bah!
Sorry, I know you had high hopes for that.
I did. I really did. And Paul Giamatti, too. Now, again, I haven't seen the holdovers with Paul Giamatti, but I love Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah.
How can you not love that guy? And if you're driving right now going, Paul Giamatti, who the heck is that? Google him and you'll go, oh, that guy. I love him, too.
Right. He was up for an actor in a leading role.
Yeah,
and he did not get it.
Yeah.
Neither did Bradley Cooper. With Maestro.
Yeah.
Which was a film that he wrote, directed, and starred in.
Right, but Best Actor is just for the performance.
Well, then
in front of the camera.
He did a bad job
not the other
writing
things.
And directing.
Yeah.
Clearly, if he couldn't get the best role out of himself.
He should have an award for Best Multitasker.
Yeah, because that's incredible. Really, it is.
Yeah.
Actress in a supporting role, Devine Joy Randolph. Is that how you say it? Divine? I don't know. I'm sorry. The holdovers. Yes.
My mom, like I told you, my mom called me and I was on stage and didn't leave a voicemail, but followed it up with a text message. And when your mom calls you when she's living in the Three Robins Retirement Center with your 84-year-old father, and she calls you and you see missed call from your mom followed by a text message, you think the worst.
Right.
It wasn't. She just said, hey, The Holdovers, really good. You should watch it.
Thank goodness.
Mommy can't do that.
Yeah, a little bit scary.
Okay.
Music original song goes to Billie Eilish, Phineas O'Connell for What Was I Made For?
Yes, Robbie. Yes, it's a slow song.
But apparently, it's
very nice.
So good. If you watch the movie, it's good. If you don't see it in the movie, it's that you just get this depressing song.
I think you'd get a good song no matter what.
Like
everyone was crying at the Oscars after hearing her perform this.
I would have been too.
Bored to tears, Robbie.
Yes. Billie Eilish, whether you like her or not, Robbie, that is her second Oscar at 22 years old.
What was the first one for?
The Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Which is incredible to have two.
Yeah.
They're an award-winning team.
Not a lot of competition for those songs.
Stop choosing violence, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie really tries to make people
mad. I'm sure if Oppenheimer was a musical, they might have competed. But there just wasn't a lot of movies that lent themselves to songs.
Oppenheimer, the musical.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Giving me an idea, Robbie.
Not ideal. You want to issue an apology.
So speaking of acting, couple things. First of all, right now that we've been actors for a while in these TV commercials, in these chicken costumes.
Actors.
If you haven't seen them, they're always on for some reason during the hockey games.
Always.
I have no idea why, but we have these commercials where we're in chicken suits. I hate every second of these stupid chicken suits. But anyway, whatever. I was in rehab when they made the decision. I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody. Next thing I know, I come home from rehab and we're wearing chicken suits for a commercial. Long story. First of all, if you're watching the Oscars or you ever watch a movie and be like, I could do that. I want to do that. I want to be an actor. I'm going to tell you right now, as somebody who, you know, Dylan and I had experience yesterday a Saturday filming a TV commercial.
Yes. Yes.
Hold your horses on wanting to do that.
Yeah.
It is the most boring thing in the world. Because what you don't see is, and again, this was a 30-second commercial that we were filming. It took 12 hours.
Right, right.
Yeah,
where they've
long.
Got to change the lighting, change the camera. Okay, you can do your lines now with the camera pointed this angle, then pointed this way, then do it this way. We got to do it this way. Try it this way. And action. Oh, the camera's out of batteries. Oh, got to do that. I'm telling you, as glamorous as it looks like to be a movie star, no thank you.
Yeah.
It's just standing around.
Craft Services is awesome.
Craft Services is pretty great.
Was there a good spread?
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't bad.
It was pretty good.
But I want to do something.
Yeah, it's
when I'm working. It's standing around. Now, obviously it was a commercial for a radio show. It's not that big a deal. But like, in Hollywood, in these big pictures.
Imagine an hour-long movie.
They have some, how long would it take?
6 months?
30 seconds took us 12 hours. So you mean to tell me these actors come on set, they do 10 seconds, and then they're like, okay, we got to change everything for an hour. And then they go and sit in their trailer and what, play Xbox?
Yeah, that's why you got a trailer. It's awesome.
No wonder they all have drug and alcohol problems.
No doubt.
There's nothing else to do.
Oh, no. Did you guys keep messing up, though?
Yeah, we're not great.
I think one shot. What was the longest? Take 15, Megan? Was that we went to 15 takes on one line? And it was a one line.
Yeah, it was.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard, but it's just like,
15 takes on, hey, man, me too.
Just anytime you're like, oh, I could totally do that. I'd love to be an actor. Or if there's like a kid right now, you know, going to drama class, going, one day I'm going to be a big actor. Yeah, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
It's boring. I'd rather be like the camera person or the lighting person because you're always doing something.
Yeah, they're working hard for sure.
We're just sitting there. And then when they're just trying to figure out if the camera's in the right place, for us, we had to stand there. But like in those big movies, they have somebody that does that for you.
Yeah, standing.
Yeah, that was the freakiest part, though, is that any time that they went to go change a shot, it was like everybody swarmed out of the walls.
It's just...
They came out of nowhere.
It's wild. So that leads into our apology, okay? So, without giving away too much, but we will, these stupid chicken suits are in this commercial again.
Don't call them stupid. Those rooster suits are awesome.
And the idea for this commercial is that all the mascots in the city join us. Right? So, like, the A&W Root Bear is
awesome.
There. Right? Punter from the Edmonton Elks is there.
Right?
There's a Grant McEwen.
The Griffin.
Is there. The Donair.
Primetime Donair.
The Donair is there.
Yeah.
Right? But it was a 13-hour day, and they were required for a grand total of about 9 minutes.
Yeah.
The entire day.
And they got there at, like, 7:30 in the
morning. We were all there at 7:30 in the morning till, like, past whatever, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, whatever it was. And we were done, and they were still there doing some other camera work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were just sitting in a room in these hot costumes all day.
I know.
Waiting for like 10 seconds.
Right.
A shot of 10 seconds on the camera. So to all the mascots in Edmonton.
Oh, my gosh.
We are up from the, and I'm being serious, we felt so bad. There was a kid, there was a St. Effects High School.
Oh, the mascot?
There,
okay.
And we're like, hey, are you always the mascot? He's like, I've never done it before. I don't know. They just told me to be here. Now, I don't know if he was like, it was a suspension and it was a punishment.
No, the night before he was doing one of those like bike-a-thons and he had to go back that night for another bike-a-thon, like an all-nighter.
Oh, wow.
And he was tired.
So bad. Like this was just part of being, I don't know, part of the student body at St. Effects. So from the bottom of our hearts, mascots, we apologize. I don't want to deflect blame. We didn't think he needed to be there at 7:30. when your first appearance on camera was at 1 p.m.
You got to get into makeup and wardrobe.
They were wearing mascot costumes.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
So we apologize for what would have been a much easier, quicker day for most of you if you were there for the shot and then had to leave. Wasn't our plan. But we will apologize on behalf of everybody else.
It was a long day.
We're sorry to waste your day.
It's nice of you.
But we can't wait to see the commercials. It'll be fun.
They're going to look awesome.
A&W Root Bear's there, Robbie.
I love it. Can't excited wait. For that. We'll end with you others here this morning if we could.
Oh, we can definitely do that.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Hope checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
Oilers with an early game yesterday and a big win. The Penguins, they didn't manage to score a single goal. They beat them 4-0.
Yeah. It's only the second time the Oilers have had a shutout, but it was a dual goalie shutout because both goalies played. Which is kind of neat, yeah. So they both got credited for the shutout.
Both goalies play if one was doing so well?
I think because somebody crashed the net. Guy slammed in the net, as a precaution for a couple minutes.
All right. That's pretty good.
Did you guys see what happened on Saturday's game?
No, it was at 7 a.m.
Yeah, it was too early.
The Oilers lost twice.
They lost the game
twice. That's what people kept saying. What does that mean they lost twice?
They didn't play very well. And I was trying to get reception on a mountain. I had a little radio. I was really trying to get it. It was really hard to get. Yeah. But from what I heard, they made it to overtime. They lost with seconds left. I think it was 2 seconds left. Buffalo scored. So everybody leaves. The Oilers are all mad. All the players leave to the dressing room.
Get undressed.
Turns out it was actually offside with 2 seconds left in overtime.
It gets called back.
They call back.
With 2 seconds left?
Fans in Buffalo are like coming back in because they realize, the game isn't over.
No.
Yeah.
So they go to
2 seconds?
2 seconds. So they set the clock back a little bit. So they got to play like the 20 seconds or so, whatever. So they go to a shootout. The Oilers lose again. So they lost twice in Buffalo.
They had to put all their sweaty gear back on?
You can imagine, skates off.
I'd lose a playoff game over that.
That sounds horrible. Oilers play again Wednesday, 8 o'clock, against the Washington Capitals. Oilers still second in the Pacific Division. And those are the three things you need to know.
Text message says, I'd stand around for millions of dollars.
Good point.
I don't know.
It's a good point.
It's a boring thing. And Megan should do your next commercial.
Yes.
Her Love is Blind audition tape is so good. It really is. Have you heard anything from Love is Blind Canada yet, Megan?
Nothing.
Damn it. All right. $20,000 sound is now up to $4,400. Give you a new code word coming up at 9 o'clock. And what are we doing with Bachelor Cam coming up this hour, Dillon?
Paige is going to join us.
Okay.
We have a little update on Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk to Cam himself.
Not to mention the date that came out of nowhere. That's a neat story.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
So Bachelor Cam was busy this weekend. We'll recap coming up.
Go! The Pepper and Dillon Podcast.
Doing nothing. More exhausting than doing something. No wonder I'm always tired. I don't do anything.
There you go. That's the problem.
Yeah, we'll get through this.
Already pretty much through it. The sunrise really helps, right?
Yeah.
Don't love that the sunrise is an hour later than it was.
But last night, did you not notice like 8 o'clock, it was still so light out?
I know. Yeah. I didn't eat until 8 o'clock.
Right? Yeah.
So that was still light out. We can't have dinner yet.
Right. It's kind of neat.
Troy's suggestion still is so far. Since 6 o'clock, he's still got the best suggestion for daylight savings time. At first, we thought, you know what? For those people, and we're getting a lot of people that are like, man, I am running rough today. Daylight savings time has, it happens to you every year, Dillon. It's really, really turned you upside down. Robbie says it's all in our head.
A little bit, yeah.
Megan's feeling kind of rough here this morning, so I suggested take Family Day in February, move it to the Monday of daylight savings time, and then you've got daylight savings long weekend. We'd rather have this long weekend than a Family Day
Something
long
weekend. Something to look
forward to. But then Troy bounces in with a way better idea.
Way better.
He said on Monday, so today, make the hour that you skip ahead the 11 a.m. hour at work on Monday.
Genius.
Another good suggestion was, why don't we do daylight savings time on Friday? Friday night, so you have 2 days to adjust. But Troy's theory is, right, it goes like 11 a.m., 11:30, 11:45, 11:58, 11:59, 1 o'clock. Right? One less hour of work, and you're wide awake, so you can adjust. You're home at the same time. Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Way to go, Troy.
Woo!
Troy's the hero of the day, Robbie.
Oh, and also happy Ramadan. It starts today.
Oh, is today the day, the start?
Ramadan.
There you go.
Well, now the sun's up later. They got to wait longer to eat.
It's harder. That's
damn
hard.
You, Ramadan.
All good right, luck.
Let's go here.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
I mean, Dylan also had an idea of just, why don't we just move our clocks ahead whenever we want?
Right.
Right?
Start it whenever
we
want.
So therefore,
good.
If you're like, hey, the hockey game's on at 8, nope, not for me, it's on at 9.
It's just move your day.
Yeah. Okay, so Bachelor Cam went on a bunch of dates over the weekend. For the entire month of March, we're trying to find Bachelor Cam love. Dylan's got a strong set of rules. He's been on how many dates now?
Six.
Six dates in total.
Yeah.
All right, he goes away for work for a couple days, starting on Wednesday.
He leaves on Wednesday. On Tuesday, he's got his haircut, so he's going back to short hair Cam.
Uh-huh.
And he went on some dates. We have Paige standing by.
Hi, Paige.
Hello.
And we'll get to you in a second, Paige. But
hang on,
Paige. I just heard from Friday Night's Abby, which is wonderful. Thank you so much, Abby, for reaching out. Abby, her sister is the one that nominated her.
Abby was shy.
Abby was shy. She didn't necessarily want to come on the air, but mm-hmm. and I love you for it, Abby. Abby went on the date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She showed up. She didn't ghost. She went out. She had a time with Cam. She wrote to me this morning and said, hey, Dylan, sorry I haven't messaged you earlier. Like I said, I had a super fun time with Cam. He seems like a super genuine guy. I don't think we're a romantic match, but I wish him all the best and hope he finds his person. I'm not comfortable being on air, so hopefully it's okay for me to just summarize this. And please tell your girlfriend I'm sorry for letting her down.
Because she was the one your girlfriend said slam dunk. That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So this is...
Didn't even want to see him again.
No, that's...
Your girlfriend's choice in men is terrible.
Hey! Wait a second!
So, Paige, one less person to compete against. Yay!
Amazing. Love those odds.
Okay, well, thanks to Abby for participating.
Yeah, we appreciate
that. We understand it's a strange thing to do, but we appreciate it. So now, Paige was when? Paige was Saturday?
Paige was Saturday night after we filmed our commercial, and that's when Megan and I...
Okay, did Paige know?
Spy. Does Paige know that we were spying?
Yeah,
we ended up hanging out with him for a bit.
Did that make it more awkward, Paige?
You know what? More the merrier. It was a good time.
Did it turn into like the four of you hanging out?
At the roulette table it did.
Okay. So, Paige, you said you were a big gambler. You liked you were going to a casino that Dylan arranged that date.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Saturday night at the casino doesn't get much better than that. And then you throw Cam into the mix. Gotta love it.
Yeah, it seemed like, I mean, we walked in shortly after your date started, and it seemed like there was some great chemistry right off the start. You guys look incredible together. Oh, my
so
God.
Cute.
What a couple. And we got to meet you and Cam, and it was awesome because we overheard, like, the first 20 minutes of the date while we were sitting at the roulette table.
This is before they knew you were there?
No, we all were sitting there together, and it sounded like a lovely start
well,
to the date.
Did you get any one-on-one time, Paige?
We did. We did some roulette with the whole group kind of date activity, and then after we got our casino fill, then we went for dinner. So we did get some time alone as well. So it was a good balance.
Dylan didn't join you for dinner?
No, I was on a run.
Yeah, he was busy trying to win back what I lost.
Okay, gotcha.
This is Megan's money back.
This is how Megan summarized her trip to the casino with you, Dylan. I kept putting my money in things. And getting none back. It was okay.
It wasn't under his advice. I did that willingly.
Yeah. So I guess did you win or did you lose a lot of money, Paige? Was it a profitable night for you at least?
You know what? It wasn't too bad. I think I came home with a whopping $25.
Nice.
So I will take that. That's up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So girl math. I think Cam got a little bit more. I think he came home with around maybe 40, somewhere in there. So, yeah, big winner. We love to see that.
Okay, so was the real win, though, in the...
My 1,100?
What?
Yeah, baby!
Dylan,
you're the luckiest human being I know.
Black 17?
Yeah, as soon as I
you went
away.
Hard for his black 17. That is for sure.
But did you win in romance? How was the date?
Yeah,
Paige?
Remember you said that you can tell people and what they're feeling and what did you call it? It's part of your job.
As like yeah, behavior analyst.
Yeah. So you already know how it went, I guess.
Yeah, like I think. Yeah, I definitely think I got a decent read on it. I think it went good. I think in Cam's job, I mean, I'm sure he also in sales knows how to read some people. So I think there was some friendly competition in reading each other. But I think it was good.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, like, let me show you a picture. They look so cute together.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice picture.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Cam showed up in a backwards baseball hat, huh?
Yeah, I know. That was confused by
that.
Look
at casual. Oh, gentlemen.
Give him a break. Mm. It's casual.
Did that bother you that he was wearing a baseball cap for a date?
I thought he looked great in the hat.
He did.
He does.
He looks great in anything. Okay. Yeah, it's not a problem there.
And then so you went and you had dinner. And how long was the date all in?
Oh, gosh. I think it was like 3.5, somewhere.
Oh, wow.
In there.
Okay. And you cut it short, didn't you? Didn't you have to get somewhere?
I did have plans, yeah. So I had to get going, but Cam was super understanding of that, but it was good.
Well, hold on a second. You had plans on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock?
Okay, Dylan. So yeah. Dylan arranged this date for us Friday. I'm a planner, so I had plans to meet for a drink with one of my girlfriends. And then I was like, we have to rearrange our Saturday plans because I have this date with Cam at the casino. So, but I wasn't going to cancel my plans on my friend. So we still were able to meet with her.
And Cam really appreciated that you stuck to the plan with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he was more than happy to get you out in time, which, I mean, you guys had now, 3.5 hours.
Look, just to be clear here, and I want total transparency, was this one of those plans that you have in case the date doesn't go well?
You know what? Surprisingly, or I guess not surprising, the plans were made by, like, Wednesday of the week. Friday, I got this call from Dylan, and so, yeah, it was pre-planned.
So if there wasn't that plan, would the date have gone longer?
Maybe. I like to think so, but I know, Cam's trying to keep things fair.
A lot of rules yep. Dylan has put in place. So you would like to see him again? That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Does your experience as a behavior analyst, does it maybe tip that he would like to see you again on the nonverbal communications side of things?
You know what? I'm going to keep my cards to myself for that one.
Oh.
And then we'll see. Oh, but it's not looking too bad.
So we'll talk to Cam and get a recap of his 309 dates that he had over the weekend. Dylan's got him just going, moving around like crazy. The process. Are you familiar with the process page from here?
Not really.
Okay.
I've heard little bits, but not entirely.
Okay.
Yeah. The way that it goes is Cam is going to pick two from the six that he's gone on a date with.
We've had six so far.
Yeah, those two will go to the finals.
Okay.
And then we're doing one more week of dating when he gets back from his work trip. I think he's going to New York.
Okay.
So we'll do one. I'll set up another week of dating, and then he'll pick another two. It'll be the final four. From there, we will. And there's some debate going on with my girlfriend and I as we're planning this.
Mm-hmm.
But her idea, and I like it, is they all go out. The final four all go out on the exact same date.
Together at the same
time? No, just everyone will go on the exact same date so Cam can judge how they are in the atmosphere, what it's like, and focus on the person.
You can't say like, we walked around the cemetery and visited my dead grandpa for one, and the other one we went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
So they all go on the same date, and then from there Cam will pick hopefully the person he wants to spend the rest of his life with.
Okay.
Or at least sometime.
So I just want to be clear. So if say Cam selects Paige, and when does he make this rose ceremony?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
So if Cam selects Paige, for example,
yeah.
Paige then just goes, she just has to sit on the sidelines for another week and a half?
She just has to wait. Paige, you're okay with that, right?
That's what happens in sports, right?
Okay.
You make the playoffs, and then you just get to hang back. Can I want to be on that side.
Can she try out for other teams while she's waiting on the side?
Listen, Paige, I know you could. We met you. You're very charming and nice, and you could try out for many teams. But maybe just wait for Cam, could you?
You know what? I guess I can.
Now, yeah. Put your life on hold for the radio bit.
It's not a radio bit. We're finding love.
Text message says, come on, Paige, admit it. You were going to meet another guy on Saturday night.
Ooh.
No, I was meeting my dear friend, Abby.
Not the Abby from before.
It better not have been Friday night, Abby.
Okay. It was a different Abby. She can attest. We can bring my Abby on the air, and she can attest for me.
Okay, that's nice.
She can prove it? Okay, good, good.
Okay, well, we don't need to go that far.
No.
I would get a little, yeah. Okay.
So it sounds like you had a wonderful time, and you like what Cam's about and what he looks like.
Of course, yeah.
You got to get the looks out of this.
No, we don't, because he's gorgeous.
I know.
Well, using those two are advantage. Did you not see how they look as a couple?
No, they look great, but Megan and I are Love is Blind fans. Where the looks don't matter. The looks totally matter on Love is Blind. What am I talking about? Yeah. Okay.
Look at them.
Thank you very much, Paige.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I guess Cam will make his selection tomorrow, so it might include you, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right. It sounds like they had fun.
Yeah.
How long were you hanging out with them, though? That could have been awkward. I don't know.
Okay, we were there. We spied on them for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went up and said hi, and we were just going to say hi, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
Then we left them to see if the electronic roulette was open because the tables weren't open.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hmm.
5 minutes after that, I asked them to open the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, if I'm going to ask him to open the table, I probably should have more than just Megan and I. So I went and grabbed them and said, why don't you join us for a little round of roulette?
So you used them for luck. It's more than...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oddly enough, they walked away. Megan walked away. That's when I started winning.
Well, we'll find out if they had luck with one another.
Mm-hmm.
What, yeah, you're good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it was just that, you know, Dylan didn't believe me. He kept losing and losing. And then I was like, you know what? How about this? I'm going to go play the VLTs and then you'll win. And he was like, no, you're never bad luck. And then I walk away. 2 minutes later, I hear screaming from across the room.
Boom, Megan!
Bad luck, Megan.
All right. Wow. It's me.
So Cam, shortly, after
Cam,
9 o'clock,
Cam will join us,
okay.
And we'll hear his version of all the dates that
and
he went
on. And tomorrow he picks the best two, the two he liked most. He had the most of a connection with.
You got it.
From the first round.
Yeah.
So you can still apply then for round two, right?
We want you to. Absolutely.
Okay.
Apply. I mean, this is going to go all month. You said you wanted the Bachelor of March, and we're going to go right to the very end.
Okay.
So fingers crossed.
Kiss917.com, and you just click on Bachelor Cam, and you can send your application. Dylan will see it immediately. He and his girlfriend will get in touch with you to set up the perfect plan.
You got it.
And you could make round two of Finding Love.
Yep.
Doesn't sound as natural as it's supposed to, but hey, desperate times,
you
right?
You love these shows.
I do. Love
this
is Blind.
How it works.
Reunion show Wednesday at Love is Blind, Megan. Reunion show.
Reunion. Boy.
Yeah.
It's pretty Did you see new, what Jeremy
it?
Was wearing?
Well, like the ending happened, so now they're bringing them all back to spill the tea, so to speak. Yeah, I'm very excited for that. Are we going to have a reunion show for this one?
We might.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The last time I think I saw you work this hard at something, Dylan, was when you were in CrossFit, and it was like the CrossFit games.
Yeah. When I was coaching CrossFit back in the day and then trying out for the games, I was putting in effort. But I think this might even be more work.
Dylan is working hard, creating schedules, messaging potential dates, other dates, talking with Cam, getting recaps, going with Megan to spy on dates. All in an effort to find true love with Bachelor Cam.
That's the hope.
Good morning, Cam.
Morning, guys.
So we have done as best we can in a complete job of speaking with almost everybody you've been on a date with. So far, there have been 6 dates in the past week, including 2 back-to-back on Saturday, including one on Saturday that Megan and Dylan just appeared out of nowhere to crash.
Yeah, the joys of that. You want to talk about being surprised on a blind date, going on a blind date hard enough and awkwardly trying to figure out if that's the date or not, and then having Megan and Dylan jump in on it. Yeah, the joys of that.
So, Dylan, I would ask you, but I feel it's better to ask Cam directly.
Okay.
Because I think it might be a clue, a window into what we're looking at moving forward.
Go ahead.
So, Cam, you've been on 6 dates.
Correct.
And those 6 dates were with whom?
Interesting.
So date one was with Taylor. Date two was with Aaron. Date three was with Abby. Date four was with Jessica. Date five was with Paige. And date six was with Jody.
He decided to go chronological.
Nailed it.
Way to put me on the spot there.
Well, I was thinking either, oh my God, what if he forgets a name? Or he's like, because then, you know, maybe that one's not going to make it.
Right.
Or if he led with one of the dates not in chronological order, we'd be like, I remember that one.
They're smart as you guys.
You really, really did. So those six dates are over. And so, Dylan, I'm sure Cam knows, but explain to all of us what happens now that those six dates have ended.
Okay, so you can still apply, and we would love you to.
We need you to, right?
Kiss917.com.
Right.
If you want to go there, we're still trying to find matches because the six are done. Mm-hmm. He will tomorrow pick his top two we're calling the rose ceremony, as he has to pick his top two, and we say goodbye to four. Now, here's what I will say, and it's kudos to you, Cam. When we first saw you, I thought this is a really charming, nice individual. Mm-hmm. And then I just hoped that you would hold up your end of the bargain. But every single person you went on a date with had an incredible time and said how either respectful you were, how much of a gentleman you were, or how much of a great time that they had. So you did an amazing job with everybody, which makes it even harder for me to let down four out of the six. Hey, bud, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
So he gets to pick two. From those two, they will sit on the sidelines for just a little bit as we send him out on six more dates when he gets back from New York.
New York?
Yeah, he's going to New York for work.
New York.
Oh, so when you say he travels to work, he's not like going to Regina.
No. He's all over the place.
He's in New York.
Yeah. So,
Manhattan, New York, or like Rochester?
Downtown Times Square.
Wow.
Downtown Times Square, yeah.
This is not a vacation, it's work?
No, it's work. It's work. I'm going to squeeze in, I think Saturday I have some free time, so I'm going to try to squeeze in a little vacation time. But
Dylan,
yeah,
Daddy likes New York.
Yeah, it's your favorite place on the planet.
I'd like to go on a date with Cam to New York.
Oh, could you imagine?
Bring me back a magnet.
So, I'll ask this question here. Aside from the fact that you've got to, obviously nobody wants to say like, hey, it was nice, but there's somebody else I'm going to go with tomorrow in the rose ceremony. Aside from the fact that you've got it, like, that's hard to do. Are there two that are above the others, or is this difficult for you to narrow it down?
I don't want to say there's two above the others because, not to pump Dylan's tires too much on air, but he's done an incredible job.
That's what it sounds like, right? It sounds like everybody's really got along. Like, yeah,
I was going to say, I've enjoyed every single date, which I did not think that was going to be the case going into this. So Dylan's due diligence and the process he's going through with all the spreadsheets, it's paying off. So it's not, it's not an easy decision.
Right.
But I definitely felt, you know, a romantic connection with a few over others.
Okay.
And so that's probably the way I'm going to lean, because this process is to obviously find me love.
Of course.
Could your mind change from now until tomorrow?
Probably not.
Okay.
But who knows, you know, getting a good sleep, like it was that time change.
a little
good sleep. Maybe it does change, but no, I like to think I have a clear picture.
Of the six dates that you had, regardless of the person you went with, what would you say was the best environment for a date? Because they were all quite different. Dylan, you did a good job of like scheduling.
Yeah,
there was a Boston Pizza Lounge, and then there was like a brewery and a casino, and then there was the Vise for Pies dessert place.
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Like I met somebody, I want to take him on a really nice date. What would you say was like, this worked well. It was good ambiance and for the conversation.
I don't know if I could lean one way or the other. So, like, I'm a sucker for a cold beverage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the brewery was kind of a nice environment.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also really enjoyed the casino because I love doing an event at the, on a date. Like, I love an event on the date. But then there's also my, like, you know, barcodes right by my house. And so that I really enjoy that place.
Right.
So
didn't have to travel. Yep.
And Buys for Pies gave me a sugar high. So that was kind of
how good is that peanut butter pie, Cam?
Oh,
Jody wasn't lying. It is rich, but I'm not a pie guy, and it just hit the right way. So, like, kudos to Dylan on that one. I give you props.
I will say that I only got to witness one date because we crashed it. Right. But the casino date was really interesting because I got to listen. I was half gambling, half listening. Mm-hmm. But to sit there and kind of have something distracting you while they were doing a great job of getting to know each other, I thought, well, I've never thought that this would be a date environment, but it really was working, and it kind of broke the ice of, like, having to stare right directly into each other's eyes, mm-hmm. and, like, have that awkward. It was, like, so much was going on. So watching that was exciting. I thought that was a pretty good date atmosphere. So I don't know. I like that one the best just because I was there.
Okay. So of the six dates that you went on, were there any, if Dylan's strict rules didn't apply, where you couldn't you couldn't say, yeah, I'd like to see you again, you couldn't exchange your phone numbers, were there anywhere, if it weren't for the rules, you definitely would have said, let's see each other again, or you would have definitely, like, taken it further on your own?
Yes.
Okay.
Is my short answer. So, okay. Yeah, the rules are restricted a little bit, but I'm a rules guy, so I play by the rules.
Do you sense that the people, because it does sound like he has an idea on who the first the two to make it to the finals are going to be, right, in the ultimate tournament of love?
It is.
Do you have a feeling that they feel similarly about you?
I hope so. Like, one day, it's always tough to, you know, really find and build that true connection, especially when it's set up, but, like, I hope they feel similar to as I do, but you never know until you actually put them on the spot. So
is it a connection that you're feeling to any of them, or just a curiosity to go out again?
I want to say it's a connection. There were so many good conversations, and there is, yeah, I would like to think it could be a connection, but I obviously have to explore those connections a little bit more.
Look at that, Dylan. That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it sound promising. You've gone, and every one of them, and that's the thing, every one of them have reached out to me, mm-hmm. saying that they had a great time.
You're the middleman, right? They can't talk to one another after the date.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. He was a gentleman. It was just, it's nice feedback to hear, because, I mean, I've been pumping him up, but it sounds like we're right to.
Do you have a sense, Dylan, being the middleman in all of this,
mm-hmm.
on who he's going to pick?
Yes. I think so. But I don't know for sure. I think so. We've had a lot of conversations just about what he wants and what he's looking for. And I wanted to give him a wide variety and range of things.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some that the more we talk, the more I get to know him, the more that I think they might just fit.
Do you have a favorite that you think will work best?
Yeah.
Regardless of what Cam.
Yeah,
would
pick. Kinda. You yeah.
do? Do you think that it was the same as Cam?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Here we go. This is where it gets interesting.
I don't necessarily. I don't know for sure. Like, I'm interested. I want to hear Cam's two more than anybody.
Okay.
I'm most interested, but I don't know if it will be what I think.
So tomorrow during the rose ceremony, Cam will pick two of the first six dates, and then we move on to round two. So those two kind of just sit over there and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then Cam goes on how many more dates?
He's going to go on six more dates.
Okay, with six new people.
Six new people, and you can apply at kiss917.com.
Still need applications, right?
Yeah, and there's still people that, like, if you haven't got if I haven't contacted you yet, that doesn't mean that you are out.
Okay,
it just means that it's been busy.
Right.
And
I've seen it.
There's a ton of people that have given their name, and I'm just trying to find the ones. I mean, honestly, not one that has come in would I be like, oh, no, I would. Like, they're all great. It's mm-hmm. just trying to find the one that's going to match for what Cam's looking for and the adventures that he wants to go on and the traveling he wants to do and that sort of thing. So it's trying to find someone that's going to fit into that lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
that also wants kids and want to have a family. It's a lot. It's a lot of looking.
So you're going to pick six more.
Yeah.
There'll be six more dates.
Yep.
He will do the second rose ceremony. He will pick two of those.
Yep.
And then the four of them will go on, or he will go on the date with the four of them one more time, the exact same date four times.
Exact same date four times so that he can focus on nothing but how the person reacts in the date. And I think what I want to try to do, I was talking with my girlfriend yesterday, is make it a date that's a little more uncomfortable to see how they react in a more not like a perfect let's go have a drink, but something that might be like a little sports related or a little adventure related to make it so you can weed out exactly how they're going to be acting in a little more of a stressful situation.
Are you open-minded to suggestions?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to put together a top five final date idea list that the audience can vote on.
Perfect.
Wow. Right, I'm going to start to work and think of that. And
we'll go on the same date, and then he will give us who he is in love with and getting married to.
Okay, so Cam, take a deep breath. We will talk to you tomorrow. Will you be in New York tomorrow, or you're leaving tomorrow?
No, he's got a haircut tomorrow.
Oh, right, right.
I got a haircut. I got to go sharpen up. I got to get that short hair look going, and then fly out on Wednesday morning.
Okay, okay.
So we'll send a picture.
Talk to you tomorrow morning for your final two from this round, and then we'll begin the second round and start those dates when you get back from New York, all right?
Perfect. Looking forward to it, okay. Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Fun so far. See you later, Cam. All right.
All right. Cheers, guys.
All the pressure in the world. I'd like to say no pressure, but tons of pressure.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I'm enjoying it. I hope everyone else is that is listening along.
I'm curious.
Cam is putting in... he's putting in a lot of work, and he's putting in, every single date comes out of his pocket. We are not providing dates for him. And
what a cheap outfit
we are
over here, huh?
So he's paying for every one of these dates that he is going on, and he's more than happy to, because he says, what is at the end of the day to find your partner forever? I'm willing to pay for that.
Let's mention he does business in New York City every other
week. Well, I don't know. That might be good, too. It's hard to say.
Does it seem like to everyone, if you were listening to this, or Dylan, Megan, Robbie, that he definitely knows the two he's going to pick? And it's not even close? Do you get that feeling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The way that he talked, that his mind can't be changed?
It almost feels to me like he's got the one already.
Well, and maybe, which would be awesome.
Well, we won't know that. We'll only know the two when he announces that tomorrow morning with round one of the rose ceremony in our Bachelor Cam for the month of March. All right?
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.